Welcome back to No Longer Conformed, where we are studying the book of Acts, Luke's History of the Church, Volume 2. We're looking in this session at Acts chapter 16, verses 1 through 5, a disciple named Timothy. You know, it amazes me sometimes the things that got into God's Word. The Holy Spirit inspired the writing of every word of Scripture, every detail for His eternal purposes. For example, the focus in last session on Mark's second chance. Let's look at our passage here today. Acts chapter 16, verses 1 through 5. Then he came to Derbe and Lystra, and behold, a certain disciple was there named Timothy, the son of a certain Jewish woman who believed, but his father was Greek. He was well spoken of by the brethren who were at Lystra and Iconium. Paul wanted to have him go on with him, and he took him and circumcised him because of the Jews who were in that region, for they all knew that his father was Greek. And as they went through the cities, they delivered to them the decrees to keep, which were determined by the apostles and elders at Jerusalem. So the churches were strengthened in the faith and increased in number daily. It says a certain disciple was there named Timothy. Lystra. During his last visit there, Paul was stoned. Maybe Timothy was part of the fruit of that mission trip. In any case, he was well spoken of by the brethren who were at Lystra and Iconium. The two cities were about 20 miles apart and probably had close Christian fellowship. Verse 3 is one of the most debated passages in the New Testament. Why? Because of the words, he took him and circumcised him. I mean, go to Galatians chapter 6, see why there was debated. Galatians chapter 6, verses 12 down to verse 15. As many as desire to make a good showing in the flesh, these would compel you to be circumcised, only that they may not suffer persecution for the cross of Christ. For not even those who are circumcised keep the law, but they desire to have you circumcised that they may boast in your flesh. But God forbid that I should boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, in whom the world has been, by whom the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything but a new creation. Well, with that thought, why did Paul have Timothy circumcised? Well, very simply, for the ministry. Galatians was written to Gentiles, not Jews. The Jerusalem Council supported that Gentiles don't need to be circumcised. They were not required to become Jews in order to become Christians. At the same time, Jews were not required to abandon their mark of Jewishness to become Christians. They were God's covenant people by circumcision. And Timothy? Well, verse 1 is crucial to an understanding of verse 3. According to rabbinic law, the child of a Jewish mother and a Gentile father is considered Jewish. The union of a Jewish woman and a non-Jewish man is non-legal. In non-legal marriages, lineage of the children was reckoned by the mother. So Timothy was Jewish. Okay, Pastor, thanks for the information. Still, why did Paul have Timothy circumcised? Well, a Jew in the entourage who wasn't circumcised hindered effectiveness among Jews. Paul never stopped being a Jew. His mission strategy is made clear in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 19 to 23. He said, "For though I am free from all men, I have made myself a servant to all, that I may win the more. And to the Jews I became as a Jew, that I might win Jews. To those who are under the law, as under the law, that I might win those who are under the law. To those who are without law, as without law, not being without law toward God, but under law toward Christ, that I might win those who are without law. To the weak, I became as weak, that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. Now this I do for the gospel's sake, that I may be a partaker of it with you. Paul wanted to have him go on with him in Silas. The apostle adopted Timothy like his own son and wisely made him an apprentice. He was already a disciple. Paul didn't make him a disciple. And he already had a good reputation as a disciple. Timothy was a desirable mission companion for Paul. Look at 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 4 through 6. Greatly desiring to see you, being mindful of your tears, that I may be filled with joy when I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded is in you also. Therefore, I remind you to stir up the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17. For this reason I have sent Timothy to you, who is my beloved and my faithful son in the Lord, who will remind you of my ways in Christ, as I teach everywhere in every church. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 2. To Timothy, a true son in the faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul wrote two letters to Timothy later in ministry, and it's clear from other letters that the young disciple spent much time with him. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the church of God, which is at Corinth, with all the saints who are in all Achaia. Philippians chapter 1, verse 1. Paul and Timothy, bondservants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are in Philippi with the bishops and the deacons. Colossians 1:1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother. 1 Thessalonians 1:1. Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy, to the church of the Thessalonians in God, the Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Thessalonians 1:1. Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy, to the church of the Thessalonians in God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Philemon 1. Paul, a prisoner of Christ Jesus, and Timothy, our brother, to Philemon, our beloved friend and fellow laborer. Timothy is referred to as a fellow worker twice. Romans chapter 16, verse 21. Timothy, my fellow worker, and Lucius, Jason, and Sosipater, my countrymen, greet you. 1 Corinthians 16:10. And if Timothy comes, see that he may be with you without fear, for he does the work of the Lord, as I also do. Paul's view of Timothy as a fellow servant in the Lord and his affection for him is so clearly seen in Philippians chapter 2. Verses 19 to verse 24. But I trust in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy to you shortly, that I also may be encouraged when I know your state. For I have no one like-minded who will sincerely care for your state. For all seek their own, not the things which are of Christ Jesus. But you know his proven character, that as a son with his father he served me, he served with me in the gospel. Therefore, I hope to send him at once, as soon as I see how it goes with me. But I trust in the Lord that I myself shall also come shortly. Now back to our text in Acts chapter 16. Verses 4 and 5 inform us that Paul, Silas, and Timothy delivered the decrees of the Jerusalem Council. Verse 4. And as they went through the cities, they delivered to them the decrees to keep, which were determined by the apostles and elders at Jerusalem. Remember the motivation for this journey. Paul had a concern to nurture and strengthen the churches established on the previous journey. And verse 5 is the testimony of good labor by the mission team. So the churches were strengthened in the faith and increased in number daily. God used serving Christians, not those sitting idle on the sidelines. Paul went to encourage the churches he started, and God used him to start some new fellowships in the process. Curl up your toes and just be safe. Steve Stubblefield, he says this, curl up your toes just to be safe. How many of you have been in an adult class for at least 5 consecutive years and not serving? Why? Why aren't you serving somewhere? My personal philosophy is that every adult should be serving in some ministry area of the church, meaning those during the regular church schedule. I realize there are times when you need a rest and refreshment, but only for a time. Pray about what God wants and how He wants to use you. I want to close this session with a dialogue I had with a former church member of a local body I served as pastor. Former member, this church doesn't have ministry to children. I need to find another church. My response, gee, maybe God wants you to get it started. Then we will have a ministry to children. You have a great day.